This week, we observe Asara B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, the day on which the Babylonians laid siege to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim. It is one of our four fast days that are, well, we commemorate Zechor L'Churban. Zechor L'Churban Habayis, as we remember the destruction of the temple. As the Navi tells us, the Pasuk tells us, Som Haravi, Visom HaChamishi, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the fast of the fourth month, Yudzai and Tammuz, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, Som HaShevi, Som Gedalia, and Asara B'Teves, the fast of the tenth month, Yevehen L'Sasen L'Simcha, we had time of Sasen L'Simcha. So the Navi already equates the four fast days. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Tainis and the Shulchan Aruch will say, Kol Dalet Samos Halalu, all four fast days that we just mentioned, Yudzayin Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Teves, they're all equal. And Im Chol Liyos B'Shabbos, if they fall on Shabbos, Nidchen la'achar ha-Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. V'hayno she'im kol hevdil ben arba taniyos. If any of these four fasts fall on Shabbos, we push it off until Sunday. And we know the only fast that is docha Shabbos is Yom Kippur, which we had this year. Yom Kippur shechol b'Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. And there's a whole discussion. Why not on Tisha B'Av? If fasting on Shabbos is a violation of Oneg, Bitto Oneg, it's a Dindra Banan, Divrei Kabbalah, and if Tisha B'Av is a Divrei Kabbalah, so how come we don't fast? So that's a discussion maybe we'll get into later. But there are four fast days, and they're all equal, even though the Gemara says, because of Tisha B'Av Hukbalot Tzara, so the Gemara singles out Tisha B'Av as stricter than the other fast days. That's why we begin them at night, and we have the five Inuyim, the five prohibitions like we have on Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when they only sent out messages for Tisha B'Av, but not for Yudzai and Tammuz, and Asara B'Teves, because they're only Ratzu Mizan and Ratzu Eina Mizan. So the Gemara talks about some differences, but in terms of the difference of Shabbos, there are differences between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days. But regarding the halacha, if they fall on Shabbos, so the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch rule that they're not Docha Shabbos. And therefore you wait until Sunday. However, the Beis Yosef quotes a famous piece from the Avidrom. And the Beis Yosef writes, in the name of the Avidrom, Shasara B'Teves hu Mashuna Mishar Taniyos, against the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, that Asara B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, is different than the other fast days. How is it different? Shim HaYachol B'Shabbos, that if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, Lo Hayu Yacholin L'Choso L'Yom Acher, one would not be permitted to push it off on another day. Because the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Be'etzem hayom hazeh kamo b'yom ha-kippurim, that his interpretation is that it says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, just like on Yom Kippur, just like Yom Kippur we fast on Shabbos, so too, Asar B'Teves, you can't push it off. That's the Anayik specific day. That's the Avidrom. So Avidrom writes, and it's not disprovable or provable. It's not disprovable because it can't. The way our calendar is set up, it can never fall out on Shabbat, so we'll never know. However, what we do know is Asara B'Teves, if it falls on Friday, we fast. Usually we don't have a fast on Friday. So that's a little smach. It's still a big difference. It's a big cry from Shabbat to Friday, but at least we see there's something different about Asara B'Teves that you fast on Friday, it's a much bigger chiddush to take it to Shabbos, which the Avidrom does take. So what's the pshat in the Avidrum? Why would it be? Why would it be? According to the way we paskin the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, we wouldn't fast on Shabbos. Or we do fast on Friday. So, why is it that the Avid? What's the Avidrum based on? So, there's an interesting Chasam Sofer brought down in the Sefer Imrei Baruch, where Baruch Simon, a good friend of mine and a Rosh Yeshiva at Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan Yeshiva University, he brings down from the Chasam Sofer in a Siddur, the Chasam Sofer, B'Perushu L'Tzchichus Ha'Asara B'Tevis. On the part about Asara B'Tevis, he says a tremendous pshat in the Avidrum. He says, Ki B'Shana She'Nechrav Habayis B'Tespa Av Kvar Nimr Hadin B'Asara B'Tevis. The Chasam Sofer says on the year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, we have a tradition that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, both temples. But the Chasam Sofer says we have a tradition that when was it decided that this year, this coming year, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed? On Asara B'Tevis. Just like so, Asara B'Tevis, they'll be deciding also, perhaps it's decided when it will be rebuilt as well. But it decided that it gets destroyed. V'chein b'chol shana v'shana nigzar adin ba'asara b'tevis. Not just that year, but every year on Asara B'Tevis, it's decided, yeah, aveilus tisha b'av v'shana zu. If the temple will remain b'churbano, remained in ruins, destroyed, and we will continue our mourning over it. So that's what he points out. So the question is, how come when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we said you don't fast on Shabbos? Tisha B'Av, the Gemara tells us we know it's more stricter. It's stricter than Asara B'Tevis. We have all the different inuyim. We start at night. So why would it be that Tisha B'Av, you don't fast on Shabbos, but Asara B'Tevis you would? Even the Avidrum is more, the Tisha B'Av is more chamar. So what is Asara B'Tevis gets a unique status? So the Chasam Sofer writes, V'yadua dal Sara, where he says, V'chein b'chol shana, right. And he says, V'yadua dal Sara she'avra, on Asara that passed, that's in the past, kamo yom shemeis bo ava v'imo. We know this halach, even though it's a strong Chasidish minig, which has crept into the non-Chasidish community, about not fasting on a yortzeit. The halacha is you fast on a yortzeit. But the Chassidish HaMinig is feast, not fast. You have a tikkun, as they say, based on you're adding hachnasas archim, you're getting people, you're serving them breakfast, they're making more brachas. And we say, yeah, so you could fast, but also make breakfast for everyone else. And as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, the original minig was that they used to have a siyum on a yortzeit, like we have on Erev Pesach, and then they used to eat. So they dropped the siyum and just left the tikkun. So, Meikar Din, different minhagim, but you're really supposed to fast on a yortzeit. And let's say a yortzeit falls out on Shabbos. Ein mis'anim b'Shabbos. You don't fast on Shabbos. So a yortzeit, we don't fast on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av, we don't fast on Shabbos. But when do we fast on Shabbos? So there's a halacha, whether it's well known or not, I don't know. About Tainis Chalom, Mutales Hanos. By Tainis Chalom, you're permitted to fast on Shabbos. Uvish Yaoneg Sheyeshlo Shemavato, Sarah Hasida, Lavol Alom Unahu. Hilkach Tainis Tesbav, Dizorakal Sarah Shavago, Dachi Shabbos. So he wants to say, what's the distinction? The reason why a tainis chalom, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos, is that you're fasting on something that's going to happen in the future. You had a bad dream. You're all shooken up. Something terrible is going to happen. So therefore, you don't want it to happen, and you can't eat. So that's why you're fasting. You're fasting, you want to maor a tshuva and for the thing to not happen. But by Tisha B'Av and the yortzeit, it's something on the past. So the yisod is, if it has to do with something in the past, yortzeit, Tisha B'Av, if it's a Sarish Avra, so then you can't fast on Shabbos. Only Asara Hasid, only a future fast, you could fast on Shabbos. Agatayinus Chalom. So that's what the Chasam over Schiddush is. About Tainus, Asara Betavis, Ela Bittul Sara Hasid, that's on the future. But Onegu, Al Kain HaYedocha Shabbos. That's why it's Docha Shabbos. Hainu, Shemichavin Sheba, Asara Betavis, Donner Lamala, they're going to make a judgment call upstairs in heaven. In the base in Shamala, in Yibana base Hamikdash B'shana Zu, I raise that Tainus Al Sara Shasi the Lavo, and therefore it's permitted to fast. Kavod Sheyesho Oneg Shal Yidei Tainisa Ulay Yuchal Lamnoa Esas. This is like it's an Oneg by not eating. If you can't, if you're not hungry, you don't want to eat. Like a Tainus Chalom, so to hear. So the Yisod of the Chasim Sofer is on a Tainus on a Sara Shavra no fast on Shabbos a Sara Shasida. You do fast, that's why a tiny chalom and a sarah b'tevish a fast. And to take it a step further, we know that different events, different fast days corresponding to different events. Like we see by all the tainas, Yud Zayin Tamas, Tesbav, Shaya Umar, Shaya Ma'ura B'yom Zeh, Bavor, Shayada Hushris Purnish B'yom Zeh. In other words, different events happen. Yud Zayin B'Tamuz Yom Cheda Ego. The Cheda Ego happened on the 17th of Tamuz. V'Tishba Avu Yom Cheda Meragim. And Tishba Av is the sin of the Meragim. However, we don't find any source anywhere, any earlier source in Gemara or even later on. Well, Mavur Ma'ira Bavur V'Asara. What actually happened on this date of Asara B'Tevis? And so the Sefer Beis Yishai of Shlomo Fisher, Shuita brings down, he wants to claim the Mechiris Yosef Ira B'Yom Zeh. He wants to claim, this is the day, I guess the brothers sold Yosef. Where did he get this from? He says, but we don't find anywhere, it doesn't tell us what day Yosef was sold. And therefore he wants to speculate that it's Asara B'Tevis. Why? What's the basis? Be'efshar she'ein rai l'davar b'nezech l'davar. Because Chodesh Tevis is the mazo of the Gedi, the goat. The Gedi reminds us of the sin of the selling of Yosef. Vayishchatu se'ir izim. And therefore, so we see Arei, and we know, so therefore it's the day that Yosef was sold by the brothers. That's the beginning of unwarranted hatred. Tinas chinam through the selling of Yosef. And therefore that caused what happened. And today the sin still is here because we still haven't rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore on Asara B'Tevis, they're going to paskin whether we get to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh or not, and whether the Som HaChamishi is going to be switched for Tesasan HaSimcha. And therefore, that's why it's not coincidental that Asara B'Tevis falls out around Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash is when the brothers got together. It's a story of Avas Yisrael. It's the Rina. It's when the reunification of the brothers and Yosef, as the Orach Chaim points out, Yosef twice told his brother, Ani Yosef. And so therefore he explains, he wanted to show, because the brothers were embarrassed, they had sold Yosef, and therefore Yosef wanted to address both concerns. Despite the fact that he sold them into slavery, he always loved them and would deal with them. This highlights Avas Yisrael. And that's Vayigash Asara B'Tevis, that we try to work on our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And this coming Asara B'Tevis, the same way it's Nigzar if the temple remains B'Chorbano, so too, if we have to correct the sin that brought it down, if Sin HaShchinah brought the sin, so we have to rectify it. As Rav Kook says, that we need Avas Yisrael, Avas Shchinah, you left someone for no reason. And that's the pshat. Even though we don't pass like this Avidrum, we pass when you wouldn't fast on Shabbos, and that's not going to happen anyway. But nevertheless, this nevertheless, we don't pass like it, and there's a mincha, and also there's a minchas chinach not like it as well. We'll go into next time about it. That we see it's not the when that's how he explains why we don't fast on Shabbos, because there's no day, it's only the month. So therefore, clearly, he doesn't know like the Avidrum, who says, Dafka etzem ayom hazeh. But either way, we don't pass like the Avidrum, but the lesson of Asar B'Tevis remains, like the Chasam Sofer says, that Asar B'Tevis is a day where in Shamayim it's decreed whether we're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash this year or it's going to stay B'Charbono, and that depends on us. We have to rectify the sin of Mechiras Yosef, which happened on Asar B'Tevis, and we deal with that through Avas Yisrael. Hence, we always read the connection between Parshas Vayigash and Asar B'Tevis.